The admission this month by a Senate staffer that he's guilty of illegal fishing in Alaska is creating greater impact than just one man's future. Arnie Fugelvog was an aide to Senator Lisa Murkowski for 5 years. He was a local Petersburg fisherman who was considered a top expert in the U.S. Senate on fisheries policy. Now some of the Alaskan issues he promoted are under extra scrutiny. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
The news that Arnie Fugelvog lied about where he caught fish surprised those who watch the industry.
I was actually quite stunned.
Gunnar Knapp studies the seafood industry as a professor of economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage Institute of Social and Economic Research.
At first I understood, well, there was some fisheries violation and those are, you know, fairly common, but then it turned out it was a substantial and significant fisheries violation and a jail term and so on, and it was quite a shock. Just personally.
It's not like Fugelvog accidentally caught a few fish over some confusing boundary. The plea deal says he falsified records of his catches over years, and as punishment, he faces 10 months in prison and $150,000 in penalties. And that's the deal he got. But it's more than a staffer with a checkered past, says John Sacton, who founded Seafood.com News.
The problem is most people in Congress know nothing about fisheries. And this is why I called Arnie to be one of the most important fisheries staffers in Washington.
Fugelvog had credibility because he was a fisherman. He was also respected on Capitol Hill for putting in long hours, digging into dense policy, and not getting caught up in the heady world of D.C. politics. Both he and John Sacton are supporters of the individual fishing quota, or catch share systems, used in Alaska's federally managed fisheries. Scientists set a limit of what can be caught, and fishermen get a percentage. It's controversial because as the fishery is divided up, there are always winners and losers. But advocates say it's the way to sustain fisheries and fishermen's livelihoods. Here's Arnie Fugelvog on APRN 3 years ago explaining why he supports catch shares.
Some might disagree with me. Some would say, yeah, but they're telling you can only catch this much fish. And before you could catch as much as you want, and that's really the biggest change. But the days of just going out and fishing endlessly and catching as much as you want, they're gone. They are gone.
Except that's what Fugelvog admits to doing, fishing what he wanted where he wanted. John Sacton says the blow is having one of CatchShare's most visible champions busted.
Arnie was in this position. He was both a fisherman and he was a public policy person, and then he went on to work for Murkowski. So he, of all people, in my opinion, should have known what the repercussions were for falsifying catch records and so forth. So I personally feel betrayed.
Sacton worries this diminishes the credibility of a unique system in which the fishermen have a say in setting policy.
If people say, well, you can't trust them because they're all cheaters and crooks, it undermines the whole model of fishery management in the U.S.
There's a roiling debate in the nation right now over whether Alaska's model of catch shares should be used in other places like New England. And legislation is expected in Congress to bar spending money on catch share programs in the Atlantic and anywhere else for that matter, including Alaska. Defunding oceans policy isn't expected to get anywhere, but it's fights like these that concern the United Fishermen of Alaska, which represents more than 30 commercial fishing industry groups. It supported Arnie Fugelvog over the years, but now President Arnie Thompson says this could do major damage.
This is a real slap in the face. It's a discredit system and actually it gives fodder to those who oppose quota share systems to further request that there be no new quota share systems, and there's a lot of that sort of anti-quota share system activity going on the East Coast.
Thompson is also worried this could discourage other fishermen from stepping up and volunteering for regulatory boards and positions.
Regardless of whether or not you're a credible, honest individual, you still come under criticism when you accept these public positions. Also, they're very demanding, can quite often require a lot of hours of volunteer time.
Economics professor Gunnar Knapp says it will be months before it's clear whether Fuglevog's fall will alter the debate over catch shares and fishing policy.
The implications are potentially very big, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will be very big. It's possible that it will play out as a particular incident that people don't necessarily generalize or assume that all fishermen are that way, or that it necessarily reflects badly on those particular types of policies. So I think we need to wait and find out. And looking back, we'll be able to see how much influence it had, but it could have a significant effect.
Arnie Fuglevog's plea deal includes an addendum, which says he could get a reduced sentence if he gives authorities information. It's sealed and not yet public, so who knows whether others in the fishing industry could be implicated, which would expand the ripples of influence wider. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.